Chapter 1. Pacific Ocean, 1871.
Lucy! Oh, there you are. I've been looking everywhere for you.
Lucy Haskell turned at the sound of the voice and smiled. I can't have gotten too far away, not on a ship at sea. Delphine Collins chuckled, her double chin wiggling as she did so.
Of course not. That would be quite a tragedy otherwise. But a treat for the sharks.
A look of horror crossed her face.
Oh dear, I'm getting rather morbid. Too many weeks of such limited entertainment, I suppose.
She joined Lucy at the railing and looked out across the water. The sapphire blue on which they traveled extended on all sides as far as they could see. White-tipped ripples frosted the surface from time to time, breaking up the endless expanse. It was breathtaking. Lucy understood perfectly well what Mrs. Collins meant. Their journey from China felt as though it had taken decades, even though it had been just weeks, and she was ready to set her feet on solid ground again. She'd lived in China for so long, however, that she was nervous to return to the States. 4 years was enough to change a person entirely, and she knew she wasn't the same person she'd been when she left.
"Have you talked Mr. Collins into taking you on a tour of California before you continue on your way?" she asked.
"Yes, but he never did stand much of a chance, did he?"
Mrs. Collins giggled.
"I told him it was the least he could do after making me leave home and traipse all over the world. Don't misunderstand me, my dear. I'm ever so grateful that your father asked him to be his business partner in this trade endeavor. But I didn't realize that meant I'd become such a seasoned traveler by the end of it."
Lucy hid a smile. It was true that going into business with her father had required the Collinses to journey quite a distance, but Mrs. Collins most certainly was not seasoned. She spent the first 3 days of any ocean journey green to the gills in her bunk, and she gawked and fawned over all the new sights just like any tourist.
"Will you be touring California, my dear?"
Mrs. Collins asked.
"I'm afraid not. Father wants to get back to Denver as soon as possible. With all the silks and spices we've brought with us, he's anxious to set things to rights in the warehouse."
"And you couldn't send him ahead and travel with us? We'll just be a few weeks behind you, after all."
That was an interesting thought. Mrs. Collins had become a dear friend to Lucy over the last 4 years, stepping in and soothing the hurt when Lucy's mother had died their first spring in China. It had been Mrs. Collins who had overseen Lucy's education in the feminine arts of embroidery and cooking, had giggled with her over romantic novels, and had chaperoned her in society. All the things Mrs. Haskell should have done, Mrs. Collins had done instead, and she felt connected to the woman as though she was another mother. However, Lucy knew where her duty lay.
"I'm sorry, Mrs. Collins, but Father was telling me just last night how much he needs my help at home. He's actually thinking of making me a manager in his company."
Mrs. Collins's eyes grew wide.
"A manager? My goodness, that's not something you hear every day. A young woman with such a responsible position. I can see why you wouldn't want to delay getting started."
"And it's also Father," Lucy went on. "He's not as young as he was when we first left. Losing Mother was hard on him, and I don't believe he's ever recovered. He'll be so tired by the time we get home."
Mrs. Collins put her hand on Lucy's arm.
"I understand, my dear. I truly do. You must go home and help him set everything to rights. We'll be along shortly. I doubt I could talk Abner into more than a few weeks of sightseeing, and the men are anxious to discuss their next venture."
"I just hope that whatever it is, we'll get to keep our feet on solid ground for a little while,"
Lucy replied with a chuckle. "This constant rocking motion has worn my nerves clean through."
"Believe me, my dear, I understand. When we get home, I plan to take to my parlor sofa for a week at least. I imagine it will take that long for me to stop feeling as though everything is moving beneath me."
They had just one more night left at sea, and Lucy spent that night mostly awake, thinking and anticipating. She had been 16 years old when her father announced his plan to travel to the Orient to explore new merchandise for his importing and exporting business, and she detested the idea of going with him. She had a circle of friends and another of beaux, and she argued that she could stay with her aunt and send her parents ahead. But her mother insisted that they travel together.